People who receive MaineCare, the state's version of Medicaid, may soon have to work and pay monthly premiums to get benefits. The state's Department of Health and Human Services officially filed an application this week to the federal government to make the changes. As Patty White reports, health advocates and advocates for people with low incomes say Maine's plan would erect barriers to health care that will drive up costs for everyone.
If the department's waiver application is approved, people who receive MaineCare would be required to work 20 hours a week, pay monthly premiums, and chip in $10 if they go to an emergency department for a non-emergency issue. The goal, according to DHHS, is to preserve its limited financial resources for the neediest and to encourage financial independence and personal responsibility for health.
Well, they sound nice, but what are they doing to achieve that? Charging people who have no money a premium or a copayment for using the emergency department?
Jack Comart is with Maine Equal Justice Partners, an advocacy group for low-income Mainers. The waiver Maine is seeking, known as the 1115 waiver, is to test new ideas to improve health care and lower costs. But Comart says Maine's proposal is for an old idea that doesn't work.
There's 40 years of research on charging premiums and copayments to low-income individuals, and it consistently shows that they lose eligibility.
DHHS announced its intentions earlier this year and held two public hearings in May. The comments they received prompted some changes. In its final application, the department lowered monthly premiums to a maximum of $40 a month versus nearly $70. It expanded the pool of people who would be exempt from work requirements. The department also removed a penalty to pay for missed appointments. But the changes are not enough to sway people like Marty Sable, board president of the Maine Primary Care Association.
To be eligible for MaineCare, you're basically living very close to the poverty line anyway. And to put these extra cost burdens on people who really don't have the money really has the effect of canceling their health insurance coverage.
Sable sees this as an effort by the LePage administration to further reduce the number of people on MaineCare, which, says David Winslow of the Maine Hospital Association, may save the state money, but it will shift costs to others.
The number of people on MaineCare is down by about 76,000 people from the last time we checked in the last 5 years. And during that same period, this has shown a dramatic increase in hospital uncompensated care. It's grown by about $124 million in the past 6 years.
The cost of that uncompensated care, says Winslow, ultimately gets shifted to consumers who have insurance. Maine is one of about a half dozen GOP-led states seeking approval to tighten eligibility requirements for Medicaid. Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree called Maine's waiver request nonsensical in a written response, saying it would cause undue harm to the most vulnerable. Pingree says she'll convey her concerns to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Jack Comart says if Maine's application is approved, Maine Equal Justice Partners will file suit. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.